Welcome to Inner Work Coaching, the ultimate podcast for Christ-centered coaching to help turn your inner bully into a trusted ally. If you're ready to stop just going through the motions in life and start enjoying emotional and spiritual freedom, you're in the right place. I'm Mercy Rice, inner work warrior, God's girl, and caffeine queen, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's get started. Welcome to episode 7. I told you we're going to have a very special guest today, and that is the case. I have with me my very first guest on this podcast, and he is Dr. Jeff Rice. Now, I know that last name might sound familiar. It's because he and I have been sharing that last name for 36 years. We celebrate 36 years of marriage this month, as a matter of fact. Dr. Rice, how have you survived, sir? Tell the audience.
It has been amazing.
Good answer.
Amazing. What's it like being married to Mercy? It's amazing.
Amazing. That's a great word. I like that.
Yes, exactly.
Well, as you can imagine, I brought you here because I have many questions about the psychology of the inner bully. But first, I want you to tell the good people a little bit about you, the kind of the work that you do, everything that has to do with why you know so much about inner bullies. Talk to us.
Well, thank you. I am Dr. Jeff Rice. I'm a licensed mental health counselor, certified addictions professional, nationally certified counselor and traumatologist, and I'm board certified in telemental health, and I conduct critical incident debriefs. I think that pretty much covers why I'm kind of unfamiliar with this area.
Exactly. That does cover it for sure. And my first question right out of the gate is, I would like for you to describe for us, how do you describe that concept of the inner bully to your patients?
So to understand this idea, we must start with this concept of having parts of yourself. Now, when I bring up the idea of having parts, people will often get wary because they think we're talking about dissociative identity disorder, which is what used to be called multiple personality disorder. Then immediately people will begin to think of movies and this of Sybil, of Shutter Island, of Fight Club, or even the old Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde idea. And a lot of times in television and in movies, we wind up taking the 7 or 8 worst cases that are on record, and then we roll them all into one character. But if I tell you that, well, part of me really loves this person, and part of me is really angry with the same person. That starts to feel less severe.
Right.
And that's really what we're talking about. We all have these various components, if you will, that are inside of us. And it really is, it's nothing more than just saying that, well, part of me feels this way and part of me feels that way. But there's part of you now that is the inner bully.
There sure is. Okay. Now, as we begin to think about how the inner bully develops, and that whenever I talk to someone about that concept of having an inner critic and inner bullying, I thought I was going to have to explain that a lot more to folks when I was creating this podcast, but no, most people really do have a great visual when I say inner bully to what that means. And I know that you know that I talk about having a communication filter. So where this filter is just catching stuff all the time. And then we tend to react with a filtered response, which is how we think we should react in the moment. But all those emotions and reactions and beliefs and all of that is being trapped inside. And I know that's a very simplistic way of talking about what is going on there. But I'd love for you to help us understand a little bit more about how the inner bully develops in us.
So let's start with I love your analogy. I love that concept of the filter. I think that it's such a powerful visual because it's something that we can all relate to. Most everyone has had to deal with changing their filter in the air conditioner or in the furnace or whatever it is, at least every month, or there in theory every month.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But taking that same idea, right, taking that and understanding that. So, what happens is that oftentimes we'll get shamed, or we will get, we will be told not to feel a certain way, or someone will say something that, and what they say then triggers an emotion in us, an emotional response in us. And that emotional response is really what gets stuck in that trigger, in that filter, right? That's what I think is really happening there, is that that emotional response is what gets stuck there. And so now that you're going, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that feeling because I felt ashamed. And I'm just going to pick on shame today, but we
Sure.
could go with, we could really go with anything at all. But I felt this pain. I felt this shame. I felt this fear. I felt this anxiety. Fill in the blank of this is what I felt. I didn't like it. It was uncomfortable. But that event now gets stuck into my filter. And it's really, it really becomes like a safety mechanism almost, where your body, your brain is going, ooh, sorry, it becomes protective because your body doesn't, your brain doesn't want you to feel that way.
That is so very true. And I know that we talk about the inner bullying, kind of taking the easy way out, the, following the path of least resistance. And unfortunately, just based on science and psychology, our brains tend to go negative. The easiest thing for us to do is go negative. And thinking about that, I want you to just explain to us a little bit about what are the potential psychological impacts of the inner bully on our well-being. How does that impact us?
Ultimately, the inner bully is really trying to help you. This is part of you that's desperately trying to keep you safe. And I realize I'm going to come to the question in a minute, but I think it's really important to add this in, that many people believe that the inner bully is the problem, or is the burden, is the right. And if that's the case, then it would make sense that you would start fighting with that inner bully. Right? But what if, what if the bully is not the problem? The problem is, the reality is that bully is actually carrying that burden for you. That bully is actually trying to stick up for you. And we'll get into that in a few minutes, but I think it's really important to remember that. And again, this is one of the things that I think is so important about the work that you're doing, is that this is not like, oh, I hate this part of me and I need to cut it out. Now, just really to answer your question. So, when we look at the impacts of somebody's well-being, right, or how that works, like say in relationships or something, this inner bully is really trying to protect you. Now, what can happen if you don't recognize that, is that it can really begin to eat into your self-concept. And I choose self-concept, the idea of self-concept, over self-esteem, because for me, self-concept is more changeable, right? Self-esteem feels like, well, it feels more of a constant. But if I talk about self-concept, I can improve my self-concept. So for me, it just makes a, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, that does. It makes sense.
Right. Now, that's probably the single most important thing that happens, is that it begins to impact our self-esteem or our self-concept. Now, let's talk about how does it impact our relationships, because I
Okay.
think that becomes the next step in that process. Personally, it can lead us to pursue that idea of not being enough right? Because I'm not enough. I'm not being enough. I'm not measuring up. So I now have to go out and kind of please you and make you want to be with me, make you love me. And honestly, we can't make anybody love us.
Right.
That takes us into that wildly codependent behavior of people pleasing and just trying to make everything okay for everyone.
That's exhausting.
Exactly. Exactly. On a professional level, professionally, it can manifest itself in several ways. First, it can manifest itself in you could have employees that are trying to please their boss, so they don't have any boundaries, so they're just constantly taking on everything. But also, the flip side to that is you may have people who completely discount emotions, right? There are no emotions, and everything just gets blocked out into it. Well, this is just the way that it is, or right? They over intellectualize, and they don't feel. They don't take feelings into account even.
Yep, that's one of the things that I talk about when I work in the professional space, and I work with leaders talking about leadership development and communication. I often tell them that one of the things nobody wants to talk about, they don't want to talk about the F word at work, and that F word is feelings. They want to just eradicate that. It makes them uncomfortable. However, we understand that our actions are driven by our feelings. So even if we're not talking about them or working through them in the professional space, we're still being governed by them. So it is hugely important to understand that.
Absolutely.
That's a really good point. I
Absolutely.
like that. Now, what do we do when we talk about self-coaching a lot on this podcast, and that's what the whole point of what we're doing here is, like you said, the inner bully, this inner critic is not the enemy. And that's why the goal here is to turn our inner bully into a trusted ally, to be able to have these coaching conversations, if you will, and to get to a point where we're no longer self-sabotaging, we're no longer just trying to annihilate whatever it is that's going on in our body. We're saying, okay, hold on, yes, all of these feelings are trapped in here. This filter has been catching things for decades. How do we now work together and work for our betterment instead of just kind of fighting with ourselves?
Obviously, the best answer is let's clean the filter.
Yes, please.
But as far as a particular skill, if we could just get one skill for today,
Yes.
the skill would be remember that when you deal with bullies, they are generally, once you get past the aggression, once you get past the loudness, the
Right.
threats, the verbal. Once you get past all of that, generally they are scared and insecure. So if you're dealing with your internal bully, the key here is to begin to remember, right? We start with awareness
Yes.
that you're dealing with part of yourself that is scared and insecure. So rather than the fight, right? Because think about it. If you have somebody who's being very aggressive towards you on the outside versus you have somebody who's scared and insecure, how are you going to interact with those two people?
Completely differently. Yep.
Right.
That is really good. I love, you know that I love a good visual. And I love that because absolutely, when you are dealing with someone that is being antagonistic, being confrontational, just coming in, it's so easy to just stay right there and say, okay, this is a confrontation I have to have now. But if you get to just peek behind that curtain and see this person is scared. They're scared of losing control. They're scared of being embarrassed. They're scared of being ridiculed. It just really changes the conversation. And we can absolutely use that skill to change the conversation, flip that script on our inner bully, and then continue to just make a trusted ally relationship. And that's the goal. That is the absolute goal. Now, Dr. Rice, I hope you understand that you took vows, sir. We have been married 36 years this month, in case I know you remember. You always remember more than I do. But yeah. And in those vows, and just like really small print, said, thou shalt also hang out with thy wife in this podcast every few weeks. Okay.
In so the podcast,
are we good?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Yes. Well, and I really want to reiterate, I think that the way that you're doing this is something that is lacking, and it's something that's so common that I'm so excited that you've chosen to address this.
Thank you. And it really helps to have, you know, a live-in therapist. It's now let's be clear, ethics, morals, blah, blah, blah. He's not my therapist, but that, and I do have one, God knows, but not, that doesn't mean that I don't take advantage of, you know, all the professional opinions, if you will. So yes, we will be having him probably a recurring guest appearance about every 5 or 6 weeks or so. So here's what I want from you. If you have questions, like if some of this information has stirred up some questions, I'm going to have my email in the description part of this episode. Please email me the questions that you want Dr. Rice to answer the next time. And we will happily do that, because this is definitely an ongoing conversation. So I appreciate you, Jeff. I am so awed and inspired and impressed by the work that you do. And you do it mostly behind the scenes, behind that confidentiality wall, which is very annoying, by the way. But anyway, you do that. And so not everybody gets to see and hear how wise and wonderful you are. So I'm glad that I get to expose a little bit of that to, I'm going to say the world. I think I have like 17 people listening to the podcast, but hey, all 17 of them are now impressed by Dr. Rice. So thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being with us today. I hope that this has been of value to you and you've gotten some skills and some information as you continue to coach your inner bully. Please check out the description. You'll have some information there, some resources, and that email address so you can ask us any questions and we can add that on to Jeff's next visit. Until next time.